Welcome to Product Hunt Daily, the brief podcast that brings you the most interesting product launches and tech stories every day. I'm Mia.
And I'm Milo. Here's what's on deck. Scam AI just launched Halo, a real-time deepfake detector that works live during your video calls.
Google DeepMind introduced Gemini Robotics 2, calling it an AI brain for the next generation of robots.
Plus, Minimax H3. An open multimodal model that generates 2 Kelvin video with native stereo sound. Let's get into it. Scam AI just launched a product called Halo, and the pitch is pretty direct. Real-time, on-device deepfake detection that works during live video calls.
Yeah, this one lands because the use case is already real. Co-founder Neo points to a 2024 incident at Arup. A finance employee joined what looked like a routine video call, except every single participant was a deepfake. By the time anyone figured it out, $25 million had been wired out the door.
$25 million from one synthetic video call. And that is exactly the scenario Halo is built for. The moment it detects a synthetic face on a Zoom, Teams, or Google Meet call, it flags it. All the processing stays on the user's device. Nothing goes to the cloud.
That on-device piece matters for privacy, but also for speed. The idea is you get a flag in real time, mid-call, not after the meeting ends and you have already acted on whatever was discussed.
Right. And the positioning is squarely around high-stakes verification moments. Hiring interviews, wire transfers, any situation where you need to know the face on the other side is real. The problem they are chasing is only getting bigger as synthetic faces get harder to spot with the naked eye.
Speaking of what AI can do in the real world, Google DeepMind introduced Gemini Robotics 2, and they are calling it an AI brain for the next generation of robots.
The framing from the team is that this is the moment intelligence moves from screens into the physical world. The system is powered by advanced Gemini models and is designed to give robots the ability to understand, reason, and act.
There are three big capability pillars they are highlighting. One is whole body intelligence. So the robot is not just moving a single arm, it is coordinating its entire physical form. Two is dexterous manipulation. Fine motor control for things like gripping and handling objects. And three is adaptive reasoning, meaning the robot can adjust when the environment or the task changes.
And this is meant to work across robots of different shapes and sizes, not just one custom piece of hardware. The vision includes multi-robot collaboration and complex physical tasks that need more than one agent working together.
A community commenter who posted the project on Product Hunt said they discovered it while following DeepMind's latest research and just felt it deserved more attention. Their takeaway was that the intelligence that has already transformed how computers understand text, images, and information is now moving into the physical space with robots that can understand environments, reason through tasks, and adapt like intelligent agents.
The underlying goal is a future where robots can work alongside humans. It is treating physical AI as the next frontier beyond digital information processing.
Let's move to the creative side of AI. Minimax H3 is a new open multimodal model, and its specialty is generating 2 Kelvin video with native stereo sound, pulling together text, image, and audio inputs in a single request.
What makes it stand out is how it handles mixed references. You can throw in text, images, video, and audio all at once, then tell H3 what to borrow from each one. It can follow the same character, camera movement, voice, or visual style across everything it generates.
And then it turns all of that into a finished-looking 2 Kelvin video with stereo sound baked right in. The outputs feel much closer to a completed piece. Typography, motion, pacing, and sound all work together from the jump.
That is why the positioning is squarely around commercial creative work. Think product videos, motion posters, music visuals, e-commerce campaigns. The things where you need text rendering to be accurate, the visual packaging to feel polished, and the instruction following to be tight.
They specifically call out H3's strength with accurate text rendering and complex instruction following. In a lot of these commercial use cases, getting the typography right is half the battle. The API is live now.
Now to a different kind of AI problem. The one happening inside companies that are suddenly paying for a dozen different AI tool subscriptions. Ollie built DepData to pull all of that into one audit-ready system of record.
It connects tools like ChatGPT, Claude, Copilot, and more, and then surfaces what the company is actually spending, who is using each tool, and which seats are just sitting idle.
And there is a trust piece here that they are pretty explicit about. Every number is labeled by how it is verified, and the product never reads prompts. The view reflects exactly what each vendor's API can and cannot expose. Nothing more.
The goal is to replace the process most teams are stuck with right now. Logging into multiple admin consoles, pulling reports from each one, and manually combining everything in a spreadsheet. DepData makes that a single view.
It is the kind of tool that becomes essential the moment a company realizes they have lost track of who even has a seat on which platform. And with AI subscriptions multiplying across teams, that moment is coming faster than most finance departments would like.
Customer.io just shipped its summer release, and the company is calling it their most expansive launch yet.
Yeah, this one stretches way beyond email. They've added geofencing, something called live notifications, flexible SMS provider support, and a notification inbox. So the platform now spans triggers, surfaces, and channels in a way it didn't before.
And the WhatsApp management tools and AI features both got upgrades in this release too.
There was an interesting community comment from Jeff at customer.io that gives a sense of the scale here. He said the company now supports more than 9,000 brands and has crossed $100 million in annual recurring revenue.
Right, and he framed it as evolving from what was originally just an email tool into a complete customer engagement platform. This summer release is basically the proof point for that evolution.
Staying in the tool space, there's a new open-source macOS app called ScreenCap that takes a really interesting approach to screen recording.
This one records your screen, clicks, keystrokes, and window context, and then turns real workflows into structured datasets. The use case is automation and AI training.
And the privacy piece is front and center here. Consent is enforced during recording. Most sensitive apps are blocked before anything is even written to disk, and every trace gets scrubbed and reviewed before it leaves the machine.
That's a strong design choice. A lot of recording tools treat privacy as an afterthought, but ScreenCap bakes it into the capture step itself.
There's a free trial available for solo use, and they're also offering a team pilot if you want to bring this into an organization.
Now, here's a tool that answers a question I think every developer has muttered under their breath at some point. It's called WITR, short for Why Is This Running? And it's newly open source.
The creator described it perfectly. He said tools like Twos, Top, Soft, and System Edge is way to stay, it's here. It is nothing time to strategically need it to processed. The creator described it perfectly. He said tools like Twos, Top, Adjustins, and Manified, Skills, Christmans, and Seriousobel, I can just donalize lids. When you've actually think out, it's faces of the most.
You point it at a process name, a PID, a port, a container, or a file, and it walks the full ancestry chain back to whatever is actually responsible. That could be systemd, supervisor, a shell, cron, and it shows you who started it, when, from where, plus any relevant warnings.
It ships as a single static Go binary and supports Linux, macOS, Windows, and BSD. Run it with no arguments, and you get an interactive TUI with tabs for processes, ports, containers, and locks. For scripting, there's a dash short flag that returns a one-line chain and dash JCM with real exit codes.
That combination of interactive exploration and scriptable output is smart. You can poke around in the terminal to figure out what's going on, Then wire it into monitoring or automation with the JSON output.
Let's wrap with CleanList AI. This one automates contact list building, and the founder, Levon, laid out the pain point pretty bluntly.
Yeah, he described exporting from one tool, enriching in a second, verifying in a third, fixing the CSV, loading the CRM, and still watching half the emails bounce. That's a workflow a lot of sales and marketing teams know painfully well.
ThingList takes a different approach. You upload a CSV, drop in LinkedIn or Sales Navigator URLs, domains, or search filters, and the AI produces enriched, CRM-ready lead lists.
Under the hood, it uses what they call a 15-provider enrichment waterfall, plus AI research columns and one-click CRM sync. The idea is to replace what Levon called wiring up every provider and babysitting each run.
So instead of stitching together a half dozen services and hoping the data holds up, the whole pipeline runs inside one tool and lands directly in the CRM. That's the pitch.
So imagine every customer interaction your company has. Support calls, help desk tickets, CRM notes, analytics dashboards, survey responses, internal docs. They all sit in different tools, and connecting the dots between them is honestly a slog.
And that is exactly the problem Pott Labs is going after. They build what they call a living model of a company's customers.
Right. Instead of summarizing each data source in isolation, their tool, Ask Pott, reasons across that entire network. So you can ask questions like, what's actually driving churn among our highest value accounts?
Or why a customer's adopting a certain feature and then abandoning it a month later? Those are cross-source questions. You cannot answer them by looking at any single system.
Exactly. And here's the part that really stands out. Every conclusion Pott surfaces is grounded in evidence. It shows you where the answer came from, not just a confident-sounding guess.
And when the evidence is not there, when the data genuinely does not contain the answer, Pott does something interesting. It launches adaptive surveys to go collect what is missing.
So it is not just connecting the dots you have. It is also identifying the dots you still need and going to get them.
The inputs here are broad. Calls, tickets, CRM records, analytics, surveys, internal documentation, all of it feeds into that living model.
And because the model is living, it stays current as new interactions come in. You are not asking questions against a stale snapshot from last quarter.
The name to know is Pott Labs, and the tool is called Ask Pott. That is it for this one. Over to you for what is next.
That is our show for today. Let's run the board one more time.
Scam AI launched Halo, a real-time, on-device deepfake detection model that works live during Zoom, Teams, and Google Meet calls.
Google DeepMind introduced Gemini Robotics 2, what it calls an AI brain for the next generation of robots.
Minimax H3 dropped as an open multimodal model that generates 2 Kelvin video with native stereo sound, unifying text, image, and audio.
Ali built Depth Data to pull company AI tool subscriptions into one audit-ready system of record, connecting tools like ChatGPT, Claude, and others.
Customer.io unveiled its summer release, its most expansive launch yet, now spanning experiments, messaging, and data activation.
ScreenCap is a new macOS open-source tool that records screen, clicks, keystrokes, and window context, then turns real workflows into step-by-step guides.
Wheat landed. Point it at a name, port, or file, and it traces why that process, container, or service is actually running.
CleanList AI automates contact list building from CSVs, LinkedIn URLs, domains, or search queries.
And Pott Labs builds a living model of a company's customers by connecting knowledge across calls, tickets, CRM records, and analytics.
That is the full rundown. We'll be back with a new episode soon. Until then, thanks for listening.